Thank you. So it's nice to be back here. I just went over to Thailand to teach a meditation retreat, which was very nice. It's only 200 people that time. So it's very nice to see that you go overseas and many, many, many people like to come for your retreats. And Monday, I'm also going away again to teach a retreat, this time in Indonesia. Another quite a few thousand people. So it's wonderful to be able to teach, and that it makes people very happy and very easy meditation. The meditation we teach here is very popular. One of the main reasons is because we're very kind to our body and kind to our mind. And I was just coming back here, just talking with Ajahn Bambali about, you know, how we do things like watching the breathing. We don't watch the breath. We let the breath come to us. All the peace, we don't struggle and strive. We are kind to our mind. When you're kind to your body and kind to the mind, then your body and mind don't cause you any trouble. That is a very important part of meditation. The gentleness, the softness you have to your body and to your mind means that your mind becomes your best friend. You never need to put effort into being with a good friend. So once that friendship is there, you will find that the meditation is really easy. When I say to relax to the max, I really mean that. You do relax, you do become peaceful, and it's one of the easiest things in the world once you get the hang of it. So let's begin. So first of all, please close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, bring the attention onto your body. First of all, my body is still uncomfortable. That's better. And I just relaxed my body, just made sure that everything was in a good place without sort of butting into any of the pieces of wood on this table in front of me. And then I go to a deeper state of awareness of my own body. And it's not just being aware, it's also being kind. And I start off with things like my feet. I am genuinely practicing kindness to my own feet. That's not a dumb thing to do, it's a smart thing to do. And because I'm kind to my feet with strong mindfulness, my feet relax, and you can feel them relaxing every time they do this. There's no tightness, no stress anywhere there. And there's a pleasant feeling comes up, even in my feet, you know, when I relax. And I move up to my ankles. Before I relax them, I've got to feel them, be aware of them first. So I become aware of my ankles. Because I do this all the time, I know how the ankles feel. I've got to know them. Strange, these are the ankles which I've been using all my life. But only when you meditate, you really know them well. And you become friends to them. And relax them. Go up to the calves of my legs. And I really do this. All I need to do is ask the calves on my legs, like, how are you? I can ask any one of you, how are you feeling today? Many of you have been coming here for years. We're friends. I've been washing my calves on my legs for years. We're friends. So then they're honest with me. They say they are fine today. They're relaxed, at peace, no real problem. So I go up to my knees. And again, ask knees, how are you doing today? They too are at ease, at peace. I can feel the slight tightness in my left knee. It's just like I kind of metaphorically smile at my knee. I'm kind to it. And I know what kindness is because I feel the reaction in my knee, which is anything tight or squashed gets opened up. The whole thing just is more loose. Sometimes it's things like fear or a mind which is not soft enough means things get tense and tight. Sometimes it's like you're worrying what other people think of you, especially like a monk sitting up here. You know, even with the video on, I don't know what people think of me. I don't mind. I'm just being kind to my own body. And I get to my thighs. I've got to feel them first. And that's being aware, being mindful. That's why in the Anapanasati Sutta, the Buddha said, make mindfulness a priority at the very beginning, before you even watch the breathing. Be aware of your body, so you can relax it with kindness. I feel my thighs just being totally at ease now. And then to my butt, my buttocks. I can feel the tightness of pressure on them. When I was in Thailand, I was teaching meditation on a sofa. That's the only way that they could raise me above the stage enough. And some parts of it were uncomfortable, but generally the feeling on my butt was just so nice and easy on a soft cushion instead of just a meditation cushion. I make sure all the feelings there are even before going up to my waist. And it's just what I do when I can be aware of my waist. I usually straighten my back up. And that sort of kind of makes the waist feel good. I'm not afraid of the pleasure of a relaxed body. When my body is relaxed, I know it's healthy, it's positive, and it's great for the meditation. It's like I look after my body, and my body looks after my mind. So my waist is nice and comfortable. My mindfulness goes higher and higher, just it wandered off to my nose and I gave it a scratch. If you want to scratch anything, please do so. Then I go up my body, up the digestive tract. Because of the strange eating habits of monks, you know, we eat just certain times of the day, afternoon, evening, we can't eat. So sometimes you eat the wrong food or something. Sometimes you've got a tummy ache. But today, tummy feels fine. I just check. And one of the other aspects of kindness is a sense of like gratitude. You know, like all the people who help out our Buddhist society. My kindness is often to say thanks. Thanks for doing all this work. My kindness to my digestive tract, to my stomach, is again a kindness. Thanks for just digesting all this food, keeping me healthy. Thank you. That relaxes my body as well. And up to my lungs. Relaxing as I go. To my heart. to my shoulders. When I get to my shoulders, it can feel that sometimes I'm stretching those muscles. And I deliberately learn to let go of both ends of each set of muscles on either side of the spine. Because when I do let go, I can feel, I'm mindful enough, I can feel those muscles relax. I'm not deliberately holding it in one position. I'm just letting it just get so at ease. The mindfulness, as I often say, gives you the opportunity for feedback. You know what it's like to tense up a lot of times through fear or through wanting to achieve something. You know what it is like to relax and let go. I go down my arms, past my elbows, forearms and wrists to my hands. When I get to my hands, I just ask my hands, do you want to move? Many times they say, no. Today they said yes, so I just move them slightly. Just that gesture of kindness means a lot. My body knows that if it does need to be adjusted, I will do that. So it loses the tension which is created by fear. It's like a body which is free of fear. And that's when it really relaxes. And then I go up to my shoulders and neck again. Feel my neck. And my throat too. There are a few times that, you know, I have kind of an itchy throat, so I have a bit of phlegm and it goes over the vocal cords and I start coughing. It's not any diseases, it's just a bit of phlegm, that's all, in an old monk. But I can feel my throat. I'm aware of it. And I give it kindness. Relaxing it. And then from the throat and neck up to my head, usually I go to my face and all those muscles around the eyes, around the nose and around the mouth. And I learn how to loosen the tension in those muscles. You do trial and error. You try this, try that, and soon you learn how to relax those muscles. And at the same time, you're easing off those negative emotions which cause the muscles in the face to tense up. It's pretty simple to experience a relaxed face. Feels good. And now I can feel my whole body, from the head to toes, relaxing to the max. And I usually stay with the whole body until there's a stage in relaxation, in the mindfulness of relaxation. It's coming now. Where you feel the joy, the delight of relaxation. It is a pleasant feeling. Do not be afraid of it. Because once you can experience clearly the delight of bodily relaxation, the relaxation goes even deeper. And that relaxation caused by kindfulness, the combination of kindness and mindfulness, is a really important training. And then when I've experienced the delight of relaxation enough, I go even more relaxed. Let the body disappear. And then become aware of what I call peace. Get to know what peace is, how it feels, what causes peace. When you know those things, it's easy to notice or watch, to be mindful of peace getting more and more strong inside of you. It's not just being aware I'm peaceful, how peaceful. And we learn how to take that peace to very, very deep states. A deep, soft, solid peace. Peace is where you don't react to things. Peace is like you're so soft, so loose, so relaxed, like the guitar string which is not under tension. A guitar string which is totally loose, something drops on it, it makes no noise, does not react. You've got peace. You find that peace is delightful too. That's one of the reasons why, when you are peaceful, all of those burdens of the past and future, it's like mosquitoes buzzing in your mind. Those burdens of past and future disappear. You're not being bothered by those things. Have this freedom of just being now. It feels good. If you can recognize, notice, and value the joy of the present moment, noticing the joy means it stays with you. The mind doesn't go looking for something else to interest it. And then to make the peace even deeper, see if you can focus on silence. Where you don't give anything a name, you don't verbalize, you don't give descriptions, you just know without thinking. This is not something you try to do, it's not something you hold on to. Like grasping onto something. The more you let go, the more these things are stable. Like I said earlier, very often at this stage, you can become aware of your breathing. The breath comes to you. It's like a good friend which pops in to say hello and spend time with you. You just know the breath going in and going out, that's all. You're not afraid if it disappears. You're not worried if it goes fast or slow. You're not a control freak. You're just very kind. I will be quiet for about 5 or 10 minutes until the meditation reaches its end. just close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What is it like inside your mind and inside your body? Does this meditation work for you? I teach it because it always creates a beautiful sense of peace. It's delightful. It's what they call piti sukha, joy comes up. And my body feels relaxed and at ease. Now comes the time where we have to end the meditation. So I will ring the gong 3 times. Don't come out too quickly. Listen to the sound of the ringing of the gong. When the 3rd sound starts to vanish, that's the best time to come out from the meditation. Excellent.